USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ethiopian Airlines says the black boxes, both the voice recorder and digital flight data recorder from the plane that crashed yesterday morning, have been found. That flight went down just minutes after the Boeing 737 MAX 8 took off from the capital, Addis Ababa, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. The United States has sent 4 experts from the NTSB to the crash scene to help with the investigation. The White House releasing President Trump's budget for the 2020 fiscal year today. It calls for $750 billion in military spending and 5% across-the-board cuts for domestic programs. It also calls for $8.6 billion for the southern border wall the president's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A vigil is being held today to honor the 23 people killed a week ago yesterday by tornadoes in Alabama. It will be held in Lee County, where the community of Beauregard was especially hard hit. It was the first ever meeting of a pope and the head of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And after that Saturday session, when the pontiff sat down with Church President Russell Nelson at the Vatican, Nelson told reporters yesterday,
"What a sweet, wonderful man he is, and how fortunate the Catholic people are to have such a gracious, concerned, loving, and capable leader."
Nelson spoke after the church dedicated its first ever temple in Rome yesterday. An investigation is underway after 2 hang gliders died in a crash near a beach in La Jolla, California, just north of San Diego. Strong winds were blowing at the time of the tragedy. Authorities say one of the 2 men was from San Diego, the other from Orange County. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S.-backed forces directed airstrikes on the remnants of the Islamic State in Syria. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new report on wildfires shows one state is dominating the data. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
California had the worst wildfire year of any state in the nation in 2018, and it was the worst wildfire year in California's state history as well. That's according to the annual Wildland Fire Summary by the federal government's National Interagency Coordination Center. Some 1.8 million acres burned in California, approximately 23,000 structures destroyed, and that includes the deadliest wildfire in California history, as the Camp Fire killed 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.